Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Your tractor expert at P&K knows what it means to really own your land. It all starts with a John Deere tractor. And right now, the all-new 3025E compact tractor is just $125 a month. That combined with the ease of ownership, and you won't find a better deal. So don't just buy a tractor, own a John Deere. See the difference today. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/17. Residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply. It's the annual Limflex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 head, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
The cattle futures market was in the red today following the on-feed report released Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. That on-feed report showed us that on-feed as of April 1st was 100% of the previous year, right in line with estimates of 99.7. Placements in the month of March were 5% larger at 111%. We were expecting 106, and that was the largest March placement. And then marketed in the month of March was 10% larger at 110. Where estimates were 109.5. So really the big placement number was the bearish factor here, and that's what provided pressure today on the feeder and live cattle futures. Oklahoma City today had about 9,000 head. Boxed beef at midday was up 71 on choice at 217.87. Select was down 17 at 203.72. The feeder cattle index is 138.05, so it's coming right in line with the April feeder cattle futures, which are at 138.42. April live cattle and April feeder cattle will both expire this week, so those are converging with where the cash market is, which is as they should. Now, as we go from April to June live cattle, there's quite a bit of a discount there, about 13.80 or so discount to June. There's a lot of ideas that there could be some short covering as April expires and June becomes the front month.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
A mixed day for grain futures. Corn up a penny and a half. Soybeans were up 9 in old crop. New crop November only up 5 3/4 though at 9.65 1/4. And then wheats were both in the red, down about 2 cents in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. They are near their contract lows. That July Kansas City about 4 cents off the 4.11 low there. Looks like the wheat crop is expected to be 54% good to excellent. It's winter wheat crop here. So it looks pretty good, but the problem is that there's a lot less acres going to be cutted. So pretty good of a lot less is still a lot less. Corn and beans were the bright spot here today. It looks like the majority of the Midwest could receive some rain. There's calls for over the next couple of days anywhere from 1 to 6 inches of rainfall, and that could slow down planting. Planting on today's reports estimated for corn to be about 15% complete, where the average is about 18%. And if you get some significant rainfall over the majority of the Midwest, that could slow things down significantly. So that's, I think, the reason why we had a little bit of a rally here. Hedge funds are still short across the board. We did have an export report this morning, which was positive here. We were stronger than expected for wheat, corn, and beans. And then they continue to talk about the Eastern U.S. receiving some South America. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.